Workers in the Washington Publishing House. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. January 11, 1905. To the workers in the Washington Publishing House. Dear brethren, I am entrusted with a message to all who are connected with the work of God. Accustom yourselves the whole day long to draw near to God. Yes, draw nearer to Him than you have ever before felt the necessity of doing. This is expected of everyone connected with the publishing houses at Washington, Nashville, and Mountain View. Talk with God, and with gratitude learn of Him His will and way. He will give tact and skill to those who do their work to His glory. We are running a race for a crown of immortal life, but we cannot expect to win this crown unless we strive lawfully. If our publishing houses had ever held fast to the pure principles of Bible truth, they would have retained the favor of God and would have been built up in the most holy faith. Thousands who do not obey the truth would have been converted, and these, by keeping the commandments of God and living out the high, holy principles of His Word, would be winning many souls from the ranks of the enemy. Christ says, "Reach up higher and still higher in every business transaction. Let no selfish scheme to favor self come in. The whole day long, in all your business transactions, remember that you are in the Lord's presence. Seek in simple faith to be pure in His sight. By the daily work of character building, men are deciding whether they will be given the life that measures with the life of God. Be sure not to bring to the foundation that which is represented as wood, hay, and stubble. Lay your souls open before God and put yourselves entirely under His guidance. Whatever you may be doing, let your prayers rise to God. Seek in simple faith to enter into union with Christ. You are not half acquainted with the requirements of Christ. You are foolishly neglecting the truth by which you are to be sanctified. Pray, oh pray, for a soul without prayer is like a lost sheep which has strayed from its shepherd. The tempter is on the track of everyone. He will lead all he possibly can to heed the sentiments which, if followed, must end in eternal destruction. We have none too much time in which to prepare to meet God. No longer talk of unimportant subjects. Draw near to God. You occupy important positions, and your example is to help others to purify their souls through the truth. Let the converting power of God come in among you. The Savior desires everyone connected with our publishing houses to be tender-hearted, pitiful, courteous. Look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. He is holy, and He will impart His holiness to His true followers. Young men, be sure to bring the strictest fidelity into all that you do. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and walketh in His ways. Psalm 128, verse 1. Remember that every word you speak, every deed you do, is passing sentence for or against you. Those who suppose that by deception they can obtain advantages for themselves are incurring fearful loss. Unless this sin is repented of and pardoned, they can never enter heaven. The Lord will declare to them, "I know you not." Matthew 25, verse 12. They may urge the good things they have done, but Christ says, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Matthew 7, verse 23. Let those who accept positions of trust realize the responsibility resting upon them to set a right example, to deal with the strictest integrity, lest they rob God of the facilities which, wisely and carefully handled, would bring means into the treasury to build up the work of God in many places. It is God's purpose that our publishing houses shall stand in strength and power, because those connected with them cooperate with God, putting self out of sight. Let the beauty and holiness of the Lord our God be upon the workings of our institutions, which, in their various departments, must be managed by men who serve the Lord with full purpose of heart. Let every man in a position of trust live so honestly and truly that God can say of him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Matthew 25, verse 23. Now is the time for us to work righteousness. Just now let the beauty of the Lord our God shine forth from the lives of his true, faithful workers. God says, "Thy renown went forth among the heathen for thy beauty, for it was perfect through my comeliness which I had put upon thee, saith the Lord." Ezekiel 16, verse 14. Let us pray daily, "Establish thou the work of my hands." Psalm 90, verse 17.
I am instructed to say, there are but few who have advanced as they should in heavenly discipline. Among those acting a part in the office of publication, there are some whose fellowship is not a spiritual advantage to the apprentices working with them. God blotted out our two largest institutions in Battle Creek because those connected with them would not heed the appeals and warnings given. Day and night my spirit is grieved as I see so little real devotion, so little earnest, determined effort to rise to a higher standard. Oh, how much precious time is trifled on unimportant lines of work. It is not the house, the land that you possess, but the condition of your heart at which God looks. Firm and unshaken, hold fast to the truth. With heart and mind and soul and strength, love the Lord your God. Let the prayer go forth from unfeigned lips. Give me thy love in my heart, that I may impart it to others. There is only one power, the power of Christ, that can energize the soul. All pride, all self-indulgence is to be overcome, or we can never enter the abodes of bliss. The science that all should learn is the science contained in the words, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 5, verse 16. Let those connected with the institutions in Washington keep the way of the Lord. Let them not defile their workings with covetousness. Let no one engaged in this important work do anything that would bear witness against him as a Christian. We all, with open face beholding as in a glass of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. Blessed is every one that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways, for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Commit thy ways unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Psalm 128, verse 1, 2, 37, 5.